from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Time to go all access with Aditi, brought to you by Bet365. Aditi, are you still doing Browns games this preseason?
I am indeed. I have my first on Saturday. The Packers will be in Cleveland.
All right, so I've obviously
Jordan Love is actually playing, but wow, That's clearly not what you're interested in.
I've obviously gone out on a limb here because I trust the people that I'm talking to on the Ayuk thing. I have heard over and over and over again that he doesn't want to play for the Browns. So you're around this team. Do they actually think that he's going to change his mind?
I think that the Browns' interest in Ayuk may be overstated.
Really?
I think that there are a lot of people who report things that they believe to be true that are not necessarily actually true.
Well, I bet.
Let's use common sense,
yes,
for one reason, okay? Here, yep, everything that is reported about the Browns wanting Ayuk indicates that Amari Cooper is gone. Why would they rework Amari Cooper's contract? Why would they talk about hoping for a long-term deal with Amari Cooper?
And just as someone
who is around that team, but really quickly, as someone who is around that team, Amari Cooper is the professional, the grown-up, the person in that wide receiver room that they absolutely love and need, especially when you've got young guys like Elijah Moore and Jerry Jeudy who are still learning how to deal with maybe not always getting the ball exactly where they want the ball or as much as they want the ball or things like that. You know, this is a glue guy.
Yes. And you know the restructuring thing, what that means. They've pretty much already paid him for this season. Is how that works. Yeah, pretty much. His base salary is $1 million, Aditi. They gave him all signing bonus money. They had to get creative with the cap because of the Deshaun Watson stuff.
Right, and there's incentive money in there.
They can't love the fact that somebody on San Francisco's side leaked that Cooper would be in a proposed trade, because now if that doesn't happen, well, what's Amari Cooper going to think of his situation there?
I don't know that Amari Cooper is looking to go. Amari Cooper has been, I mean, look, I haven't talked to him. I'll talk to him Saturday for sure, but he's been very vocal and on the record saying that he wants to finish his career in Cleveland.
Aditi, I have a different question about all of this. I actually think Cooper's a better player than Ayuk, so I guess I'm starting this off by leading the witness. How good of a player do you feel Brandon Ayuk is? I mean, you're on the sideline for games for CBS, so you're seeing a lot of different teams. You're seeing these guys, some of these elite wide receivers up close. I think this guy is closer to wide receiver 20 in the NFL than he is, say, I don't know, wide receiver 5 in the NFL.
I mean, I'm hearing you say that, and I did hear Pony say somewhere in between 9 and 13. There are so many factors that go into what you get out of someone, and there are some unicorns, for sure, the guys that produce no matter what. But then you've got guys that are certainly helped or harmed by the situations they're in. And by that, that could be who is the quarterback throwing the ball to them? Who is the offensive coordinator and what design does he have? You know, like I find this whole conversation about how Brandon Ayuk is so desperate to play for Mike Tomlin a little bit short-sighted. Since when has Mike Tomlin been a guy that's airing the ball out and throwing the ball deep and loving this high-flying offense that's so innovative and going to take advantage and highlight a player like that? I mean, even a guy like George Pickens, you've had feast or famine with him. It's not someone that has consistently had 100-yard games. So, and also the quarterback situation is somewhat unsettled. We don't know for sure that either of these guys, whoever it ends up being, is going to be a 6,000-yard passer.
So what's your prediction on what ends up happening then, Aditi?
I would not be stunned if Ayuk ends up back in the fold in San Francisco.
Wow.
I'm not saying that's my prediction. I'm just saying I would not be stunned.
Would you say that's the most likely outcome in this?
I mean, it just feels like there's been... I think that if there were an obvious deal or if there was incredible motivation for San Francisco to move on from him, it would have happened.
Oh, man.
San Francisco has its eye on a major prize. San Francisco thinks it's very, very close. If they think that Brandon Ayuk's presence has become so toxic, has become one of those things where you have addition by subtraction, then at some point there's a fire sale. And they're clearly not in that position. That's not what we're seeing going on here.
Aditi, can I ask you a very quick, like, sort of inside baseball question, but one that's relevant given how we've talked today? Pony is obviously... Bing bong. Pony is obviously...
Sorry about that.
That's all right. Pony's the guy who's obviously been tweeting, basically, this is going to happen. I think, Pony, I'm not putting words in your mouth.
No, I said it's a done deal.
Ayuk is headed to Pittsburgh. Now, we've seen a lot of reporters across the NFL for various outlets say that there's still interest, there are still talks, but there's no deal yet in place. They won't put it out there to the degree Andrew has. I realize that could be that they're not hearing the same things he's hearing, but are there like standards that you've had to adhere to professionally on Twitter where you can't report something or tweet something out if you couldn't write it or go on TV with it? Do you know what I mean? Like, to explain the disparity basically between what he is reporting and what we are seeing from some national names that are out there.
I mean, that's almost asking me to sort of impugn Pony's journalism.
No,
I'm not going to do that in any way.
You can if you want.
I'm asking very plainly, have you worked for publications where they have told you you can't tweet this even if you're basically certain it's happening because we wouldn't let you put it in print yet? You can't hint at it.
I can't do that at CBS
There are things that I
know for a fact that I am not allowed to report, because that is part of the trust, that part of being a game broadcaster is that you are told a lot of things, or part of being part of a game broadcast is that you are told things with an enormous amount of trust. So you have to be careful about a lot of what you say. When I was at the Wall Street Journal, there were certainly way different standards than there were when I was at the NFL Network. I mean, at the Wall Street Journal, it was, you almost could never use an anonymous source. You have to do everything you can to put your source on the record. And if you were going to use an anonymous source, I had to have at least one more, if not another, if not three. If I was reporting one thing about one side, if I was reporting, let's say, this player is unhappy with this coach, I had to make sure that I tried to get comment, not just from the player, but from the coach too. I mean, every organization has different journalistic standards. And that was also a long time ago. I think our world has changed. I think the way that we traffic in information is very different these days than it was, again, I'm talking about 13 years ago at the Wall Street Journal. That's a different time. So I'll just say this, Mulzi. I obviously haven't asked Pony who his source is. He's not going to tell me who is. I would never ask him, and I don't expect him to tell me, but I trust Pony. I don't think Pony is putting that out there.
Aditi, I think he's right, because I was told something Monday night that has corroborated everything he's been putting out there.
And the other thing that makes me feel good about this is both the 49ers beat reporter and Adam Schefter have had to change their reporting on this. So then I haven't.
I mean, that's fine. But there's a piece of this here, you know, like, you still need someone to deliver the ball, and you still need an offense that's looking to completely take advantage of that.
All right, we get it. The Steelers have quarterback questions, Aditi. Let us have our moment here if
I actually I agree with Aditi here. I think this is an overrated move if they make it.
We've already had the negativity of Mulsey on this move.
I'm just saying, you know, like, sort of, let's temper our expectations. This isn't that, okay, this is one player away.
How much better is this guy
suddenly
than
being the leading candidate to win the Super Bowl?
How much better is Ayuk than Deontay Johnson?
Much better.
No, I wasn't asking you.
Well, I just gave my opinion anyways. Aditi?
Again, that's one of those things that's so hard to say because it's how does somebody fit in a certain environment?
Well, that's kind of my point.
How is someone a better match? How is someone a
But that's kind of my point. If I asked you how much better is Justin Jefferson than Deontay Johnson, we would all say much better. He's one of the absolute best. But the fact that it can't be a slam dunk like that kind of answers the question for me.
I had, a few years ago, before the whole Matt Canada experiment, there was every expectation that Deontay Johnson was a star on the cusp of breaking out. Now, obviously, he worked very hard that year after the drops. You felt like there was an explosiveness, a dynamism to what he could do. Things happen, and you don't necessarily know how people are going to respond to whatever those things are. And, you know, you guys were talking about Washington earlier and Dotson and McLaurin, and I'll tell you, I'm a huge fan of Terry McLaurin.
Thank you.
He is also one of those massive grown-ups in the room, and despite the quarterback play that he had to deal with last year.
No diva behavior whatsoever.
Exactly. Ayuk doesn't have that either.
Wait,
Yes, he does.
Oh, what is all this drama that we've been watching?
Thank you.
I don't know.
Terry McLaurin could have sat there last year and said, get me out of this mess that I am in my prime years. I deserve to be a superstar wide receiver. I deserve the ball more. No, in fact, Terry McLaurin and I had multiple conversations about how all he could control was everything he did on every play. And if that meant blocking, if that meant running a crisper route, if that meant setting a pick in some way, and he felt like it was his responsibility to help develop this young quarterback in Sam Howell, as opposed to sitting here and moaning and whining, why am I not getting the ball more and why are my numbers not where they should be? And I'll also tell you this, Garrett Wilson, who is a superstar in New Jersey, suffered through a rough year last year, and Terry McLaurin and Garrett Wilson both talked about this. And McLaurin was mentoring Wilson in the sense that, or was willing to serve as kind of a spot of wisdom, this is what we can control, and it doesn't last forever.
We're not debating McLaurin because he wasn't available. I don't think that Ayuk has exhibited any diva behavior, because if my peers were making double what I was making and my company refused to pay me like those people, I would want out too. So I have no issue with the way he's handled his business with San Francisco. None whatsoever,
actually. It's a horrible system. It's the way the system is set up, though.
Thank you,
Aditi. This is sort of like, now, do you want to go into this whole, was that a thank you you're hanging up on me, or was that
No,
a
that
thank
was a
you,
thank
yes,
you for you agreeing
agree.
With me. That was thank you for agreeing with me.
Again, you sort of expressed surprise about Washington and Jaden Daniels not doing everything to go after Brandon Ayuk, if that is indeed the case. I think that it's not a false sense of confidence in what they have. I think there's a real reason they should have confidence in who they have.
Aditi, thank you. We'll talk again next week.
All right, guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.